Editor-in-Chief of Outdoor Life, Alex Robinson, in the Wilderness issue, talks about unusual gear you need for the backcountry. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Depending on what you are wanting to do, if you're just going out for a weekend camping with the family, probably don't need most of this stuff. But if you are taking a serious trip into the backcountry, if you are doing a long hunt in places where you're not going to get cell phone service, if you're going to be somewhere where there's not easy access to a hospital, you're going to be dealing with firearms or knives or sharp objects, there's definitely some equipment in here that you're going to want to consider. What's cool about this, it's not just a Roundup. We actually got all these products to our writers and contributors, and they field tested it. They actually put it to use. There's a medical kit. Luckily, we didn't have to put that to field use, but it was written by an expert who has military training and a lot of history and experience with field first aid. So he's kind of writing from an expert perspective. And then the guy who wrote up the piece on all the GPS and satellite units actually lives in Alaska and does a lot of backcountry hunting. She's able to take all these units out, test them, send messages, see how they work, and really put each gear item through their paces. So everything in here definitely stood up to the test. Some of it fared a little bit better than the others. But the main takeaway here is if you're going to go out to these places which don't have cell phone service, you're going to be out there in potentially strenuous conditions, tough weather. You want the equipment with you to make sure that you get home safely.
Always safety first. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.